Supposed to drop down to 60 degrees tonight.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I'm excited because our AC's out again.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The hell's the building's problem?
I have no idea. Climate change and a giant building trying to pump AC 24/7, basically.
Yeah.
Fair.
Oh, so, by the time I wake up tomorrow, it's going to be 59.
Ooh. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm very excited. I found out the Republican governor for Pennsylvania has blocked me on Twitter.
Why?
I have no idea. Well, he was the same guy who tried to get me banned.
Oh.
So, maybe a holdover. Oh, wait. AC. Oh, my God. The AC has malfunctioned again. This is the second time. They didn't even fix it. Now it doesn't work again. Oh, this is lucky it's getting down to 60 degrees tonight. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know. I don't get it, man.
Sleep with a window open.
Oh, yeah. Well, all the windows are open right now.
Oh, okay, good.
It's already 75, 76. Corey, did you figure out your doctor situation?
No.
Dude.
Come on.
If you die from a stomach ulcer, I'm going to shit in you. Like, stuff your orifice full of shit.
I've been very busy today.
I'm going to walk into the center of hell to find your soul just so I can slap you across the face.
You know what's going to really put you behind on work? Being in the hospital for an ulcer.
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe.
No, I would venture a guess to say that, being in the hospital for a stomach ulcer would put you behind on work.
We can't prove that.
I even did the work for you. I searched for a doctor with your health insurance. You just had to schedule the appointment.
Yeah, but it's so hard.
No, it's not. It's ZocDoc. It's literally two clicks.
Thanks,
you have
ZocDoc.
No reason other than being lazy. No, this is not funny.
Today's sponsor is ZocDoc.
ZocDoc for lazy schmucks like Corey. And yeah. Sarah, she said. Come on, dude. Really, though. We don't want you to be like in the hospital because you have a fucking stress ulcer.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah,
he doesn't even care enough to give us his full attention. He's on his phone.
We'll be okay.
Yeah.
We'll be okay.
We'll send you flowers with the card saying, "We fucking hate you for doing this to us.
We told you so."
Oh, that too.
Oh, at least I have flowers, though.
No, but they're like that corpse flower.
Oh,
yeah.
No, they'll still be nice flowers. It's just that
it'll
card.
Smell
will,
bad.
It'll still be that nice, that small card, just in big bold letters.
And then, and then we're gonna be like, we've been replacing all your liquid food with just heavy cream. Good luck.
Oh, that would be diabolical.
I found out last night. My sister was telling me. She just broke up with her longtime boyfriend a couple months back. Whatever. And so she's on the Bumble game, and she just sent me a screenshot of this guy. She always sends screenshots of the ridiculous people she sees on Bumble, because...
Well, how can you not?
South Central PA, yeah, exactly. It's going to be some wild people. And
yeah,
the one dude was, in his description, was like, "I'm not bald." And she was like, "I'm losing my mind." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "I matched with this guy a while back, and we were talking. He said something that pissed me off."
Okay.
So I started to, like... rip into him. Apparently it was her response just to ruin this guy, and started making jokes about him being bald, because in all the pictures he has a hat on and you can't tell that he has any hair. So after this encounter, the man deleted his account, started a new one, and added the disclaimer of "I'm not bald."
Okay.
My sister absolutely psychically broke this man.
I bet you he is bald.
I think he might be bald, honestly. Man, doth do protest too much.
That's right.
But also, if you are bald, who cares?
I know. I feel like he took it to heart.
He probably did.
He had to add it to his bio that he wasn't bald.
Yeah.
I get it. Because
now every girl's going to be like, "I think he's bald."
Yeah.
How did Zach deal with it? Did he just steer into it?
Yeah. he accepted his fate. He's actually not bald. He has hair.
Yeah.
It's just balding.
He went to the shave or to a shaven head, right?
Yeah, it's just super thin, so he chose to just finish the job.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah.
Now who knows? Now who knows if he let it grow out now what it would look like? But this was, years ago.
He might. He probably should again just to see what his hair would look like.
Curious. Just be like in the winter, just wear beanies all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if Zach starts wearing beanies and he's bald. He's like, "Look, he has cancer."
Oh. Oh, no.
You can have the thing signed. We're going to spike cancer.
Oh.
Because of a volleyball coach.
Oh, man. That's going to be some, man. If he's.
That's fine.
That's going to be an awkward conversation. So what kind of cancer brings you here? I just have a shaved head.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm just bald.
Yeah, that's going to be the awkward conversation Zach's going to have if Corey doesn't get his stomach ulcer checked out.
Oh, wow. Segwayed back. hey, both of you, I just wanted to let you know that you are looking gorgeous today. And
why, thank you. So are you.
I haven't showered and I haven't stepped outside today.
Well, yeah, that's why you're looking so gorgeous. I can see that, like, UV glow. Very
good
handsome.
Good for you, man.
Andres, you're looking majestic in your double nickel shirt and your luscious, thick hair.
Thank you.
I feel gross.
Oh, well.
Why?
You look amazing.
Because I still sweat even when I just sit at my desk all day.
Okay.
Stressful life.
That's right. We're going to Wildwood this weekend.
Yes, we are going to Wildwood this weekend. We're going to have a nice time. I won't be mean to anybody.
Yeah, you were pretty miserable.
When?
Over the weekend.
I was the opposite of miserable. I had a great time.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
The hike, he was all pouty and...
I was in the back of the group!
We invited you to the front.
I liked it! I wanted a relaxing, quiet hike, dude.
It was fun.
Yeah. I was going to say quite the opposite. I was having a great time, even though it was quiet. I can be quiet and having a good time. It's rare.
It was fun. Yeah. Well, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Go to the beach, go to the boardwalk, play some games.
Yeah.
Eat food. I'm bringing cash so we can win something at the arcade.
Oh, yeah, I should probably get some out.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. All right, I'll bring some.
You don't want to get hit with those ATM fees?
That's true.
Yeah.
We pass enough Wawas on the way there.
Yeah. I was going to say, still go find an ATM with your bank so that way you don't pay any fee.
I just use Wawa because their ATMs don't have fees and my bank doesn't either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lucky.
Sarah has been asking me if I'm getting another fishbowl this year because... Because when I did with Sarah's parents, I...
Fishbowl as in, like, a fishbowl drink?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
I was going to split it with Sarah's mom, and for once, she did not drink as much as me.
I want pizza on the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah's yelling at me that we were both already blasted.
Mm.
But I do want pizza, too.
Yeah. We gotta do it all. Pizza, funnel cake.
Curly's fries.
Sunday, we're going to that breakfast place.
But still, I feel like since it's the oil filter, I feel like that would have been a pretty catastrophic leak.
Well, yeah, because it was sitting up there for like 2 days, and they would have seen if there was a leak, but there's something now. We didn't see anything, so I don't get it. I think maybe we were talking, there's a chance that there could be like a lot of gunk in my condenser on my AC, so when the AC is on, the condenser, when it leaks out, it like gets gunky and gross.
You got a lot of gunk in the trunk?
I got a lot of gunk in the trunk. No, I have a tarp in the trunk.
Why?
A tarp and 2 snow joes to make a tent if you need it.
Oh, I thought you were killing people.
No, when I took Andres' car to Vermont, he gave me like a survival guide basically set up where he's like, I got firewood and underwear and socks and a machete and 2 shotguns and road flares. I'm like, I got a tarp and 2 snow joes in the back. Have fun.
Man, I wish I had all that in the trunk of my car.
You had a lot in the trunk of your car, you were telling me.
Yeah, I mean... It's nothing out of the basics. I mean, it's what is it? At least in the toolbox I have in there, it's a shovel, jumper cables.
I don't have any.
Couple of emergency blankets.
I think the best is when you ask me where I kept the spare tire.
Well, that's kind of important to know when you're borrowing anyone's car.
That's fair. I don't.
You don't have one?
Was the answer? Yeah.
Hmm.
It's called the rim of the car.
I mean, we've all played Grand Theft Auto together. Theoretically, it's drivable on the rim.
After playing GTA, like while everyone was like showering and waiting for you guys.
Oh yeah.
Throwback.
I miss it.
It was so much fun. That was a staple of our friendship.
It really is.
I really loved our Friday, Saturday nights where we would just take turns playing Grand Theft Auto and get drunk together.
Well, when we are 42 and GTA 6 comes out, we can all hang out and play it then.
Oh, cool. Nah, I feel like by that time we'll be at GTA 7.
Nah, I guess, yeah.
How about James Bond coming out for the Switch?
That's cool.
That got. I also heard that they announced the sequel to Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, they did.
But
they gave a date finally.
Yeah, but the fun part was that they... Apparently, they did not announce it in the UK because of the subtitle, which is Tears of the Kingdom, I believe.
Nah.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too. Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit, bitch, and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On The Big Cunty Couch. Mwah.
That's the prevailing theory. I like to think it's true.
Yeah, I would like to think it's true as well, because it's almost like it would almost be like Rockstar pulling the announcement of any Grand Theft Auto game because of like some mass shooting happening.
No, you couldn't do that in America. You would never be able to announce it.
True.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Ready to get into episode 29 now.
This is unbelievable. You finally learned how to count.
Yes. Well, because I know we're coming up on end of season 2 soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next episode.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay.
Sweet. Which I think that also brings us, start of season 3 brings us into spooky month.
Spooky.
Oh yeah, actually I think it will, because
see how I planned that?
Yes.
I planned it perfectly.
October 2nd. Yeah. Season 3 starts. Yeah. We're spooky. I'm excited.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for your amazing planning, Corey.
You're welcome.
Let's see here. Now I'm gonna three episodes of spooky month.
Booyah.
Hell fucking yeah. Let's go.
I'm excited.
Spooky, spooky, spooky. Oh.
Ooh. One of them, the last one coming out on the 30th.
Oh, nice.
That'll be fun.
Who's Bio Charles?
Charles.
Who's barking? What a
dork. Is somebody walking outside your house right now?
Probably.
Oh, Charlie.
He's just protecting his kingdom.
Yeah.
That's actually interesting that you said that. welcome to Dumb Trivia, where the questions are dumb and the hosts are dumber. My name is Andres. I'm here with the hosts.
Hey, it's Christian.
And Corey.
And collect. Oh, we did that wrong again, guys. I'm Christian.
I'm Andres?
Close.
Christian.
Come on, process elimination here.
Sammy.
There you go.
Yep. I seem to be Juniper.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got this sorted. This is episode 28 of Dumb Trivia.
Hey, it's Corey.
29 of Dumb Trivia. I got it right, now I don't.
It's Corey.
It's Corey. I wanted to segue when you said kingdom into
and Andres.
There it is.
Oh, okay. Now that we got that sorted, yeah, I wanted to do
29 episodes in, and if you haven't figured out who we are yet, you might be lost.
This could be their first episode.
You know, I was talking, I think it was to my dad, and he goes, you know, he was like, I was listening. It was really good. He actually said, Christian, you said something. That actually made him laugh out loud. He didn't remember what it was. And I told him he's got to start remembering because we want to pull sound bites. He said, okay, I'll remember from now on. But he said Andres, with one of his, butchered a word just like terribly. And I said, you know what? The name of our show is Dumb Trivia. We kind of built in a buffer for when something like that happens, that it's kind of okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
if we were a serious show, we would have done retakes and probably edited that out. But
yeah.
Could have called it Smart Trivia.
True.
That's right.
Mr. President, get down!
Jesus. Mr. President, duck. Quack, 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 quack. Christian, what beer are you pouring there?
As a Christian stout.
Oh, nice.
I haven't tried your stout yet.
I don't think he...
I didn't offer you my stout yet.
Yeah, I was going to say...
That's the Halloween party, remember?
Yeah.
So. I'm actually getting a like real pumpkin like food flavoring stuff, so it should work pretty well.
Wow.
So nice. I wanted to segue when you mentioned Charlie and Kingdoms into my questions for this week, which are subject like always, and the subject is our subject is
the royal family.
No. Rest in piss, Queen Elizabeth. No. Do we want to talk about that at all?
Sorry to our fans in the UK.
No, I am not apologizing for that.
I mean, it's whatever. I mean, you know, it's like every other life well lived. It's tragic that we're all mortal, but that's just how things are in our universe.
Death is sad.
But I would like to say that Christian and the rest of Dumb Trivia do not share these two opinions, and death's funny when it's Queen Elizabeth.
Listen, death is sad, but I don't...
Except...
But sometimes I don't care.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah. And I would also like to point out, we have listeners in India, so I feel like they're also in the same boat as me.
Yeah.
Oh, there's been... There's, with... In the wake of Queen Elizabeth's death, there's been a lot of talk about, like, reparations for colonization and whatnot, and throughout the Commonwealth, and is it the Commonwealth of Nations, something like that? But
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But those talks have been rekindled, so we'll see what's going on. There's no denying that.
Anyway,
that we as humans have done some bad things.
Well, I don't get how
throughout history.
Fucking Charles is avoiding the 40% inheritance tax on a $60 billion fortune.
He's getting $60 billion?
And he's avoiding the inheritance tax completely because they don't want to strip the royals of their wealth.
How much is the tax?
40%.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oof. And you know what? Take 40%. The shithead will probably never spend that amount anyway.
That's a lot.
It is not a lot. When it's $60 billion.
Yeah, but then you're only left...
No, it's still a lot.
Then you're only left with, like, 30.
whoa. Actually, like, 35, probably.
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
I can't do math that fast.
Only $35 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, how is the pedophile ever going to be able to traffic children?
Because when he has to give his when he has to give that inheritance down, then it's only going to be like $16 billion.
$16 billion. And how then, are the children of the pedophile?
And
ever
then it's only
going to
be like
children?
$9 billion after that.
$9 billion. How are the grandchildren of the pedophile is going to traffic children?
Then it's only going to be like $6 billion.
$6 billion. How are the great grandchildren of the pedophile is going to traffic children?
Then they're going to be in like the high hundred millions.
Well, you skipped a bit there, but
I know.
Yeah.
I also like how in these stories, the royals have never accumulated any more wealth. They just
keep
losing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So my subject, borders. I'm doing borders, border facts, fun facts about borders. And,
like the bookstore?
Yeah. No,
I missed that bookstore.
I know.
I'm going to take a drink of water.
Go ahead.
All right.
Chug. Oh, he's still going.
Wow.
Damn. Is this Fortnite? Because chug.
What?
Andres, hit the gritty.
Hit it.
Hit the gritty. Andres, hit the gritty.
I am currently earning every gray hair that's on my head right now.
Hit the gritty.
Hit the gritty.
Hit it.
Andres out here at Salty Springs hitting the gritty.
Andres, I don't know what the gritty is, but hit it.
It's a dance. It's in Fortnite, it's apparently.
What's the dance look like? Christian, do it.
I don't know. I'm too far removed.
Is
from
it like
beef.
One of those, like...
No, I think it's like a foot thing.
Oh.
I don't even know if Salty Springs is in Fortnite anymore. But what country... You know where Salty Springs also isn't? France. What country shares the longest border with France?
Oh. Do we... are you giving us options?
Well, actually, I think I say something. I have a proposition. If you want to make a guess before I give you options, I'll give you 2 points.
Huh.
Which I think could be a cool rule for Dumb Trivia.
You know, honestly, I kind of like that.
But only once per question set.
I'm okay with that, too. I'll add it to the rule book.
Corey?
What?
Are you okay with that? Do you consent to that?
Sure.
You weren't listening.
I was.
What did we say?
Yeah. That Andres did not hit the gritty.
Okay, yes,
that if you guess without questions, you get 2 points, but once per set.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to my original.
And Andres didn't hit the gritty.
Okay. Yes, I'm glad we established. What country shares the longest border with France? Do you want to guess without me here giving answers?
I do not. I guess it has to be a collective thing.
No, you could.
No, you can do it.
No, you can do it individually.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. I'll take a guess before you give options. Germany?
Okay. Yeah. So, your options are Germany, Spain, Chile, or Brazil.
One more time for the people in the back.
Germany, Spain, Chile, or Brazil? What are those? Which of those countries share the longest border with France?
Spain.
Spain and Germany are the answers. You guys are not going to believe this. It's neither of them. It's Brazil.
No shit, really? Oh, is it? Oh, because
I said Brazil.
It's because of some of those like small countries just north of Brazil.
French Guiana
shares
673 kilometers with France. The second largest is Spain, though, which shares 656 kilometers.
Okay.
I'm not very good at geography.
Yeah.
Well, the issue is Brazil is in another continent of France. That's why it's really wonky.
Yeah.
Nothing? I don't know if there's going to be more banter.
I had no more banter about that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that much about French Guiana and Brazil and their relationship, so I got nothing.
Alrighty. If you crossed into Afghanistan from China, what is the time difference? 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3.5 hours, or 5 hours? I didn't even let you pick. I'm sorry. Didn't let you try to guess. I forgot my own rule.
Whoa.
Well, I didn't want it anyway.
Okay, that's good.
Give me the choices. From where?
Afghanistan to China?
Yes. 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3.5 hours, or 5 hours?
I'm going 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Was 2.5 an option?
It was.
Oh, okay? I will go 2.5. I meant to like just flick one or take one headphone off, and it like started coming off the back of my head. I will go 2.5 hours, please, Christian.
Your answer is 3.5 hours.
Shit.
That is the time difference between China and Afghanistan, which is a pretty big jump just crossing the border.
Yeah.
Where are they in real... See, geography.
They do border each other.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to... This is going to be a weird question. Is this like a political time difference or time zone thing, or is this like an actual time zone thing where it's like you're crossing east to west as opposed to like north to south?
It's all political time zone stuff.
No, I guess that's okay.
Yeah,
I know that. I know that my explanation was horrible.
I believe it is an east to west movement.
Okay, because that would make more sense, but still, it's like 3.5 hours just crossing an imaginary line in the ground.
Right.
Fascinating.
Right. Oh, and there's such a little. I'm looking at the map right now. At first, I thought I was like, oh, I was lied to. Afghanistan does not touch China. There is a little sliver that goes through in between Tajikistan and Pakistan for some reason, and it touches China.
Political trade.
I guess.
Probably.
Boys. What is the largest continuous land border? It is 4,254 miles long. It is between Kazakhstan and what country? Corey, do you want to call a double?
No.
Okay. Your options are Uzbekistan, Russia, Afghanistan, or China.
Oh, Uzbekistan.
Could I have the options again, please?
Yes. It is a border of Kazakhstan. Is the country Uzbekistan, Russia, Afghanistan, or China?
I'm going to go with Afghanistan.
Afghanistan and Uzbekistan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're both wrong. It's Russia. That is the longest continuous land border in the world. Do you know what the longest non-continuous border is? It's the U.S. Yeah,
Texas.
It's the U.S.-Canada border.
Ah, damn it.
Is that because of the Great Lakes?
Probably that in Alaska.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
So,
how did I forget about Alaska?
It's okay. It's huge.
Yeah,
It really sketches me out when I see the actual size of Alaska and like the United States.
Oh yeah, I think it's the largest largest state in terms of land area.
It's almost as big as Europe. It's insane.
Is it that big?
It's pretty. If you drop in the middle of Europe, it takes up a lot of it, if not most of it.
Damn! Go ahead, put the guns away.
Jesus, Corey.
Point those things.
They're coming out pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did not realize. Holy shit! That is unexpected. I've not seen you flex ever. Jesus.
Thank you.
You'll be cracking walnuts in the crook of your elbow real soon.
I could do eggs built different.
You could do eggs too.
I've been lifting for a long time.
You have.
I'm just protected in a in my outer shell.
This animal never crosses over the four. You're so dense. This animal never crosses over the former Iron Curtain border separating Germany and the Czech Republic. Do you want to guess, Corey?
Repeat the question.
This animal never crosses over the former Iron Curtain border separating Germany and the Czech Republic. You don't have to be specific.
I'm going to say the eagle because America.
Okay.
No.
Andres.
I'm going to want the options.
Okay. Your options are the Eastern Woodpecker, the Red Deer, the Red-Tailed Fox, or the Danube Gray Wolf.
Now, how would they know not to cross? Are there signs?
I'll explain it after the question.
Well, I'm going to go with the fox.
Red-Tailed Fox?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the deer.
Red-Tailed Fox, Red Deer. Funny, because they're both red in communism. The answer, it's the Red Deer. Does not cross over into the Czech Republic from the German border. So the reasoning for this is the generational difference or generational gap between the end of the Cold War and now is not long enough. So these older deers do not cross over because they're used to the border being there. The younger deers given birth to those older deers also won't cross over because their parents never did. They are now seeing deer occasionally cross over, but they always come back to the German side, which is also weird. Hmm. And they're mapping them with a GPS.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, it was also such a large physical object, for lack of a better term, that it's like, even if, regardless of what mammalian species you are, you're not crossing it very easily.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. More Iron Curtain fun fact. Poland is not bordered by any of the countries it was bordered in 1989 anymore.
Oh.
In 1989, Poland was bordered by Eastern Germany, the USSR, and Czechoslovakia. None of those countries exist anymore.
Holy
What's up,
shit.
Corey?
Can I ask a question without the fear of being fucking attacked?
For me, yes. From Christian, not so much.
I need Christian to say yes.
The Iron Curtain is what separated the East and the West during the Cold War.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. A literal... we're talking a literal physical wall.
Yeah.
Oh, so like a literal wall.
Literal wall.
It wasn't a wall everywhere. I know some of it was just like checkpoints and like barbed wire, but like in Germany it was a wall.
So that's where Trump got the idea from.
I don't think so.
But maybe.
I mean, I'm sure it's one. I mean, the Berlin Wall and the Iron Curtain weren't the only
barriers.
Or the only physical man-made barriers ever created.
No. Great Wall of China. Scale.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Corey, actually, I would not have given you shit for that one.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's a bad question.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just separated the USSR and their allies from the United States and their allies.
Look at how the light is coming into Andres' room right now.
It's gorgeous.
Oh. What is happening? Why is God visiting you right now?
So the last time we recorded remotely, my lights were older and also two of them were burnt out.
Uh-huh.
But I replaced all the lights in my room with, I think, I'm pretty sure LEDs, and my dad said that it was that they were going to be significantly brighter. So
look nice.
You're glowing.
Yeah, it's true. Well, there's no light. There's really no light in front of me, so I'm not glowing all that much, or at least only on one side. But it's truly like a clear sunny day in my room.
Andres, look at this picture I'm sending you right now.
Okay.
You never answered my texts.
What? I just want to compliment Andres because I like that he went with warm lighting. I'm a big hatred of LED lights that are like blue tinted, like cool lighting. It makes it feel like a hospital.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened? I think I got distracted at work, so I totally forgot to answer you.
That's okay. But look at that picture.
Jeez, yeah.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, boys, last question.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Well, Corey, I told you both looked great in the beginning. I think I was just lying.
No, you look great too, bud.
If you're in Barrel, Belgium, which country might you mistakenly stumble into?
Oh.
Corey, double down or nothing?
Ireland.
Okay.
I said I wasn't going to make fun of you for the Iron Curtain?
No.
Come on! Ireland's an island!
I want my options.
No.
Okay. I was going to say...
Christian, stop.
The Atlantic Ocean? That's what you'd stumble into? Good God. Okay, your options are Germany, France, the Netherlands, or Italy?
The Netherlands?
Yeah, I'm going with the Netherlands.
Going with the Dutch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Barrel, Belgium has a line down the middle of the town, which divides it between Belgium and the Netherlands. A lot of houses are technically in two countries at once. They judge where you live based on where your front door is.
Oh.
Yeah, and there's I think just... I've, I've come across this before where it's like the border is just so screwed up in like this neighborhood that there are like there are basically like plots of almost like plots of land that aren't connected to each other that are like in both countries. It's
weird. It's a bad border, but it's fun because they do like a little like fake brick path that's the border. It's a fun little tourist thing at this point.
Yeah. I mean they put it into the infrastructure where it's like where the border is like going through these houses and it's going in at like weird angles in relations to the walls.
And it's the EU, so it doesn't really matter all that much.
That's true.
It's more just a fun thing. But that's boys.
Woo!
Andres, I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Those claps are for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Christian, slight look into my questions. I'm breathing a sigh of relief because I had a border dispute question in mind.
Oh. Is it India and Pakistan?
So, no.
Okay.
It's still Europe, because why wouldn't it be? But,
that's true.
It's not the one that I had, so I was really scared for a second.
At least you guys know if you need to have me not get anything right, go with the border questions. Although I got one right.
Yeah, you got one right. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
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 One. What else is one? Like a singular question. Like just one thing submitted to us. One question submitted.
It's almost like that one question only happens on a weekly basis.
From like a type of person.
Oh, it's usually submitted.
Yeah, he said that.
Oh,
what's
but like who submits it?
Isn't it a listener?
Oh, it's the question from the listener that's submitted this week.
It's the listener question of the week
submitted.
Nope. Yeah,
nope, so close.
You're there.
It's the listener submitted question of the week.
Oh, and that's when I say roll the song.
It's Dumb Trivia's listener submitted question of the week.
All right. So for today's listener submitted question of the week, we have a repeat call-in. He may be bald, but he's still beautiful. Give it up for Zach Weinberg.
Oh my God! It's Zach.
Yay. It's me again.
Volley my balls, Daddy.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Nice to hear from you, Zach.
You too. I'm glad you can make yourself laugh like that.
they were laughing.
Oh man,
they were.
All right. Yes. What did you come up with in the last 2.5 minutes?
Yeah, I was pretty hungry. I've got dinner on the stove right now, and so naturally, I was thinking about food. And so I was curious about, what Americans eat the most of. I've got chicken on the stove right now, but that's not what this question is about. This question is about stuff that comes from the sea. So which of the top 10 species, I mean, I'm only going to give you the top four, but of the top 10 species consumed in the U.S. by pounds per person per year, what do Americans eat the most of from the ocean? Is it canned tuna, tilapia, salmon, or shrimp? And the side note is the tuna does not come in a can from the ocean. We have to can it here, but it does count coming from the ocean.
Oh, see, my first thought was shrimp. I'm going to go with the chicken of the sea, and I'm going to say canned tuna.
Okay.
Is it only canned, or is it all types of tuna, canned included?
No, it is just canned.
Oh, just canned.
Yeah.
Because that is far and away the most consumed type of tuna in the U.S.
Understandable.
Yeah.
I'm going to go shrimp, because it's so easy to eat a lot of shrimp.
I like shrimp.
If I'll put 2 pounds of a jambalaya.
Oh, nice. I'll swing for the fences here. I'll go tilapia.
Tilapia. Okay, well, one of you is correct.
Oh. Okay.
It's good. I like that.
And as unfortunate as it is that one of you is Christian.
Oh.
It is
shrimp.
Yes, it is shrimp. Shrimp is number one, actually by a landslide. So 4.6 percent of those that are eaten from the sea are shrimp. Second is salmon, which is 2.55. Canned tuna is third at 2.1, and tilapia is fourth at 1.11.
Damn, I should have stuck with my guns.
It is shrimp. I have to agree with you. I think it's because of how easy and how many you can eat at one time. That being said, you need more of them to add up the poundage, but
But still, yeah, since they're a small animal, they don't take up that much room.
Like, I think it'd be easier for me to eat 2 pounds of shrimp than it'd be for me to eat 2 pounds of, like, tuna steak.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Salmon is growing. Salmon is up, I mean, of the, you know, of the percentages, 5.8% of the total, the total number.
3% of that number is due to me and solely because my favorite fish is salmon.
It's a good one. You can't go wrong. Sockeye, though, not that Atlantic Farm salmon that you get everywhere. The sockeye salmon or actual like Pacific King salmon is the way to go.
Yeah, I can't.
Jesus Christ, Mr. Moneybags.
Anything that wild caught's just better.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with farm salmon. It tastes fine. It's just,
yeah.
I mean, if you ever go to Seattle, you can watch someone pull a salmon in off the boat, and it's on your plate in probably 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm Andres. Yeah. My parents have money and buy me not farmed. Only organic, fresh cut, directly from the salmon's ass. Oh, ho.
Now, Corey, now wait a minute. You're lucky
we're not in the same spot right now.
No.
Smack you across the face.
I know what you're going to say, and the answer is Lisa does the shopping.
Okay, so let me do this.
Well, I'm Corey. Lisa buys me great straight from the Punani salmon from the Delaware River.
Because I'm my special boy.
Do you feel better about yourself?
Andres.
Holy
shit.
Well, thanks, Zach.
Stick a fork in him.
Is Ian there?
Ian is here.
Can you tell him Uncle Corey says hello?
Hey, Ian. Ian. Uncle Corey says hello.
Say hi, Uncle Corey.
Hello, Corey.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, Ian.
He then proceeded to go back into his room and slam the door, and I'm actually not making that up.
I'll take it. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
We appreciate
it. Zach.
All right. Zach. Goodbye. All right,
goodbye. Oh my God. Was that not just the cutest thing?
That was cute adorable.
We're going to have to make that a soundbite. Corey. Just for me.
That's fine.
Andre is absolutely brutal.
Yeah, mommy's special little boy. So good. Every once in a while, you know, he just comes out with like a zinger, and it's just like, oof.
Cuts to the core.
Yeah,
it's like, how long were you holding on to that one for?
Oh, dude. It came to me, and I couldn't resist.
Ah, so good.
So what was that?
Oh, right.
Back to the show.
Yeah.
It was the listener submitted question of the week.
It's Dumb Trivia's listener submitted question of the week. Now back to the show.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Zach, once again.
Yeah, thanks, Zach. And thanks, Ian. Yeah.
And Andres.
And Corey.
And Christian. So I actually did come up with some questions. I wasn't sure if I was going to be ready, but okay. I am ready.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised it's taking me this long to do these type of questions.
Okay.
Gay porn.
It's all about straight porn.
Oh.
Wait, you're seriously doing straight porn?
So I'm doing stuff about movie making.
Okay. Yeah. I'm surprised it took you this long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know why. It just for people that don't know, I guess I'm in the industry technically.
I don't have a reason to tell you that you're not.
Not in the movie making industry.
Video production for...
I'm in video production. Sure. I gave up the movie making dream a long time ago. Oh. Anyway. So yeah. I decided to do a whole bunch. And I tried picking stuff because Andres works with me. I tried picking stuff that he wouldn't know.
Ooh.
There is a bonus question at the end that's only for Christian.
Okay.
But we'll get to that.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay. So, let me unplug my phone so it doesn't make any noises. Number one, who is in charge of all the media on set? So, everything that the camera records. Is it the digital imaging technician, the AD, the best boy, or the second assistant camera technician?
Ooh.
Could I have the options again, please?
Sure. The digital imaging technician, the AD, the best boy, or the second assistant camera technician?
I'm going to go with the first option.
Okay.
I think it's the best boy.
Oh, because you're the best boy, but unfortunately, no. Andres, you are correct.
Whoa.
Yay.
I figured it was between the first and the last option.
So I made the last one up. The digital imaging technician, they call them the DITs for short, is responsible for wrangling all data on set and duplicating it for safety. They're responsible for ensuring all footage is available and intact for the editor.
Okay.
Nice.
Is Best Boy a thing?
It is.
I thought so.
Who is the chief lighting technician on set? Is it the best boy, the gaffer, the grip, or the director?
It's the best boy.
Oh, I'm going to go with the grip.
Andres is going with the grip for the chief lighting technician?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you both are incorrect.
Is it the gaffer?
The answer is the gaffer.
That was going to be my second choice. Damn it.
The grip is in charge of all stands. And all things that stand or laying down tracks or anything that doesn't have to do with lighting.
Okay.
Damn it.
Gaffers handle lights. So, the gaffer is the chief lighting technician who leads the electrical department on a film set. They work in pre-production and production to help achieve the desired cinematic image by overseeing all.
Alrighty.
Nice.
So, this next question, everyone knows do you guys know what a Steadicam is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing that the camera, it looks like it's always floating, they wear a big vest, and...
Yeah.
What was the first movie that, used the Steadicam? Was it A? Well, I guess I have to ask you guys, do any of you want to guess?
No.
I might regret this, but I'm going to say no. I'll take the options, please.
Is it A, The Shining, B, Rocky, C, Bound for Glory, or D, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi?
Adrian!
I'm going to Rocky, I think.
Yeah, I have a slight inclination, excuse me, that it's going to be Rocky.
Well, your guesses are correct in thinking, wrong in the answer.
Okay.
When you think of Rocky, you think of him running up the art museum, the Philadelphia Art Museum, that is where the Steadicam was actually, like, really, like, shown its full potential. But it's not the correct answer. The correct answer is actually Bound for Glory. So the Steadicam was invented by cameraman Garrett Brown, who initially named it the Brown Stabilizer. It was first used in 1975 on the Academy Award nominating Woody Guthrie biopic Bound for Glory. The Shining, they used it when the little girl was riding the tricycle around the room.
Wait a minute. Little boy, sorry.
That's what the little boy was riding it around. Uh-huh. And they did the follow. That was the Steadicam. And then and then Rocky.
Huh.
And even Star Wars.
Oh, when would they use it in Star Wars?
I don't know.
A lot.
Yeah, they use Steadicam for everything now.
Okay.
It's in every movie you watch. Where did the film industry get its start? Was it A, California, B, New Jersey, C, New York, or D, North Carolina?
Seems like a North Carolina move.
I'm going Jersey.
Jersey. Well, yeah. Andres, you're correct.
Yeah, because doesn't, which inventor was it? Was it Thomas Edison that had something to do with it? I don't remember.
Edison helped make the first movie camera.
If I stole your thunder.
Or at least the first thing that recorded moving pictures.
Okay.
So, New Jersey, the American film industry began not in California, but on the opposite coast, New Jersey. Many studios started out in the New Jersey towns of Bayonne and Fort Lee at the beginning of the 20th century, including famous names like Fox, Paramount, and Universal.
Interesting.
Nice.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Number 5. What does it mean when someone says speeding on set? Is it A, recording, B, watch out, as in they're rounding a corner and they go speeding to tell people they're coming around? Is it quiet on set or reviewing?
Reviewing.
Could you please read the options again for me?
Sure. Recording, watch out, quiet on set, or reviewing?
I'm going to go quiet on set.
Okay. Well, you're both incorrect.
Jesus.
It is for recording.
Okay, that would make more sense.
When they say roll sound, and they go speeding, or roll camera, camera speed.
Yeah.
Anytime you say speed, it means that something is rolling and recording.
Interesting. Okay.
I think the first time I ever heard that, I was watching the, I think it was the bloopers from either Toy Story or Toy Story 2.
Yep.
And then I, because I remember, it's like, I remember hearing somebody go speed and then marker and then the,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Okay. Bonus so question. Only yes. for Christian.
Best boy.
It is the best boy.
Is it? I knew it. That's so funny.
Bonus question for Christian. If you get this right, I will give you a half a point.
Oh, wait, it's not best boy?
It's not.
Oh, I thought, damn it. I thought you like knew I was going to be attached to best boy.
No. What is the technical name for a clothespin on set?
Oh, I hate this. You told me this. I don't have a guess, but you told me this.
And it's only for you because I know Andres knows it.
Yeah, I should know this.
Is it C-47, A-29, D-50,
it's a C-47.
Or M-10?
Is it a C-47?
It is.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Give that man a half a point.
Woo! Woo!
Welcome to the show where the points don't mean anything.
That's true. We kind of make them up. Because isn't that
like Oktoberfest in Israel? That was my favorite. That was my favorite opening bit from Whose Line.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that was a bit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So those are some movie terms.
Yeah. No, those were great. The reason I remember the technical term for the clothespin is because that was the designation for the airplane that dropped the troops in Normandy on D-Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Cargo 47, I believe.
Huh. How's that?
Yeah.
So, Christian, all the best boys, if you're wondering,
I was,
are just the assistants to the key, to the key people. So it goes like key grip and then best boy, and so the best boy will help.
So is
manage.
The assistant director? Okay.
No, assistant director is
assistant director. Okay,
yeah,
that's what you're saying.
It applies to the lighting and grip departments. There's two different types of best boys. There's lighting best boy and a grip best boy.
So if Andres had an assistant, they'd probably be a best boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you for that. And,
yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate them. Actually, Corey, that ending question was really good because our sponsor this week is Pinchy Pete.
Oh, my God.
Pinchy Pete sells the best quality clothespins, a.k.a. C-47s, on the East Coast. The only problem with them is further west you get, it's not like the quality of the clothespins out west get better. For some reason, Pinchy Pete's clothespins deteriorate the more west they go. After you pass Ohio, it's anyone's game to see what's going to happen to them. I once used a Pinchy Pete clothespin in Indiana. I'm missing three fingers in my left hand.
Oh, my God.
They're quite interesting. But let me tell you, East Coast, though, you got that Atlantic time zone, man. Can't beat them. Amazing.
Thanks, Pinchy Pete.
Yeah. Not really. I'd like my fingers back.
Well, you have others.
They just took them. It's not even like it exploded or anything. The thing just literally closed, took them, and left.
Hey, you didn't deserve them then.
I guess.
Pinchy Pete. Maybe. Thanks.
Yeah. Pinchy Pete. Get pinching.
All right.
Oh, man.
What's next?
I think Andres.
Yeah, how about a score recap before
that's always a good
we get
call.
Into mine?
If we must.
Yeah, so I'm in the lead with 4. Christian, you're in second with 1.5. And Corey, you have 1.
All right.
Yay.
Yeah.
C-47 saved me.
Yeah, right now it is. We'll see how you fare with my questions.
Bom,
yeah.
Bom, bom.
So, thank you. So, as usual, no theme, but I did get a chance to use my new book.
Not thank you, JoJo, Gigi, and Aunt Susie.
Yeah, not this time. I found it on my own.
Oh, you hear that, JoJo, Susie, and Gigi? He doesn't like you anymore.
Stop it.
That's what you said.
That's not what I said.
Well, that's what I heard. What's your book?
You got problems with your stomach and your ears.
Oh, mommy special boy.
I think Andres wants to fight me tonight. Holy shit.
Andres, take the reins, bud.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. Okay.
Just for that, I'm tickling your feet this weekend.
Hey, Corey.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were going to cut me out of the will.
Oh, you've been cut out.
Hey, Corey, in your second drawer to your left, there's some smelling salts. You want to give them a quick inhale?
Yeah.
Make sure you're back to... Okay, good. I'm glad we got that sorted. Andres, what do you got for us?
All right, so the first one, I actually have a visual for you. I don't know if it would. I don't know if it's going to help you answer the question, but I figured it would be a. I figured it would be a nice assist. So please check the Instagram group chat now.
Okay.
My first question for you guys is that during World War I, in an effort to increase firepower, This modification turned the American M1903 Springfield bolt-action rifle into a semi-automatic carbine.
Interesting.
Your options are the Webster action, the Peterson device, the Waltman self-loading actuator, or the Smith-Jones 1903 insert.
Is the Waltman.
I think it's the Waltman.
You're both going Waltman?
Oh, yep. You know what? No, I'm going to, you know what, just to make it a little different, I'm going to do that 1903.
The Smith-Jones 1903 insert?
Yeah.
Well, still, both of you are incorrect. It's called the Peterson device.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I got this from the Illustrated Guide to Guns of the World, a book I've had for years. The Peterson device was designed to convert the 1903 Springfield into a semi-automatic rifle for assaults across no man's land. It replaced the bolt of a 1903 Springfield and converted the rifle's bolt action into a semi-automatic action, firing a cartridge of submachine gun power, so basically a pistol round. It was thought that the conversion was lighter and avoided the need to issue two different weapons. World War I ended before the futility of the approach could be demonstrated, and almost all of the devices were destroyed. However, the ammo left behind became the basis for the French M1935 32 caliber pistol.
Interesting.
Fun.
Imagine those things would have been pruned jamming.
Probably, because the nice thing about innovation is that everyone's throwing ideas around left and right, which is cool to see people thinking. But the problem is that stuff just isn't that great.
I was going to say, not always the best people win.
Yeah.
Usually it's the luckiest.
Yeah, it's not the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, number two.
Number two. This is the border one that I was afraid of Christian having. So, after years of drunken adjacent diplomacy, Canada now shares a land border with this European nation. Do any of you want to take a guess before I give you the options?
Denmark.
Newfoundland.
That's in Canada.
Yeah. I do not.
Well, Christian, you're fucking correct.
You didn't even give me a chance to answer.
Oh. Well, sorry, Corey.
Mommy's special boy.
You said
Newfoundland, Corey.
I didn't think he was going to take it seriously. I just say things.
Corey, he's autistic.
Well, this is...
Well, yeah, so...
Dave, do you have a bonus question to pull out your butt for Corey?
No, it's okay. I don't want it anymore. It's fine.
I've got one that I was going to use for the after show, but I can give you a bonus one.
It's okay.
Give him a bonus.
It's okay. I wasn't wanting this episode anyway.
Shit. Not with that attitude.
Well, what was the answer?
Wait, no. He doesn't remember. Ask him the question again. He doesn't remember. Ask him the question,
okay,
Andres.
Okay. All right, so Christian, since you took a guess, Corey, this is for you. So again, after years of drunken adjacent diplomacy, Canada now shares a land border with this European nation. Your options are North Macedonia, the Netherlands, Denmark, or Montenegro.
Newfoundland.
I'm sorry, what?
Newfoundland.
Oh, Newfoundland.
Christian said Denmark.
Yeah. You're going with Denmark?
Yeah.
All right, well... That's the correct answer.
Give that boy a point. Give that boy a point. Watch him smile.
Christian, you get two.
I don't actually want the point. I remember what Christian said.
So, Corey, if it makes you feel better, because I got 2 points and you got 1 point, it kind of boils down to I only got 1 point.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about that island.
Yeah. What a fucking mess that was.
Yeah. This is what happens when we introduce new rules on the fly. Although I like this new rule, though, so I'm okay with it.
Corey's autistic.
Yeah, that... Oh, man.
Holy shit.
That hurt more than any insult that we both gave for carbon as a guest.
It was more of an observation.
That's the podcast calling the kettle black.
Oh,
that's
man.
True. But hey, Andres, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah. I don't know if we can release that on the world. Somebody's gonna get mad at us.
But it's not a lie. I'm not stating anything false.
No, we support it. We have a friend that's autistic.
Yeah, all three of us, you jackass.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
If you put us in front of any expert, they'd be like, yeah. Christian just talked to me for 4 hours about the a beetle.
Oh, oh boy. Oh. All right.
This might be our first chance at dumb trivia notoriety. Okay.
Wait. Christian just talked for 4 hours about a beetle. Andres hasn't shown a single emotion, and Corey can't stop sweating.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, just to keep my write-up linear, I got this from Wikipedia. So, the piece of land where the border has just been drawn is on a 1.3 square kilometer island called Hans Island. Hans Island lies in the middle of the Kennedy Strait with Canada's Ellesmere, I believe is how you pronounce it, island to the west and Greenland to the east. And for those of you that don't know, Greenland is part of Denmark. In 1973, Canada and Denmark essentially split the Kennedy Strait down the middle, but could not come to an agreement on who gets Hans Island. So a war broke out from there. Both nations took turns planting their respective flags and leaving bottles of alcohol on Hans Island. I believe the Canadians left Canadian whiskey, and from what I heard, the Danes either left schnapps or cognac. I'm not sure which one.
Interesting.
These acts led to people calling the conflict the Liquor War. The conflict was considered humorous between the two nations, given its timeline and the fact that they each folded each other's flags with the utmost respect and care.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. In 2005, Canada and Denmark began talks to settle the dispute and finally came to an agreement in June of this year. Lastly, with this dispute settled, Canada and Denmark both now share land borders with two nations.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andres.
Neat. Oh.
Yeah. I thought so as well.
Newfoundland.
Yeah, you know I have some issues with that name.
Why?
It's so uncreative.
That's true.
Why?
I gotta look at this new land we found.
Yeah, yeah. What are we gonna call this new land we just found?
Newfoundland.
Exactly.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Coming off of borders, but still sticking with places that are cold. The world's largest producer of earmuffs is in which U.S. state?
Minnesota.
Your options are Maine, New Jersey, North Dakota, or Michigan. Minnesota was a good guess, though.
I'm going to say Michigan.
Maine.
All right. Christian, you're going with Michigan. Corey, you're going with Maine.
No, other way around.
Oh. Okay. Well, whoever said Maine was correct.
Damn it! No, that was me. That was me. Christian said Michigan. Christian, okay, what are you doing, you little piggy?
Okay, now I'm seriously confused. Who said Maine?
I did.
I did.
Corey, you're going to confuse him.
Stop it, Patrick. You're scaring him.
Oh, man.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my God.
No, Christian did.
Okay.
Or did he?
Jesus. Okay. All right. Moving on from that headache, I got this from the book of Useless Information. The title is all thanks to Chester Greenwood, who invented earmuffs in the winter of 1873 when he was 15 years old. He filed a patent for the earmuffs in 1877 when he was 18 and opened a factory near his hometown of Farmington, Maine, which became a central part of the town's economy.
Interesting.
Thanks, Uncle Jojo, Aunt Susie, and Gigi.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Was that their book?
No, that was the one I got. But,
oh. I was going to say. I was like, I didn't recognize that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, ready for question four?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, well, question four is a bit of a two-for-one deal. Apparently, September is National Mushroom Month. Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that being said, of the estimated 10,000 mushroom species in North America, how many are known to be edible? Your options are 9,000, 3,000, 1,000, or 250?
250.
I think it's 250. I think it's not a lot.
Yeah, both of you are correct. It's 250.
Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka, boom.
Yeah, so apparently if you find a mushroom somewhere in North America, the odds are stacked against you.
The odds are ever in your favor.
Find a mushroom, eat it up, and I'll tell you, guess you're fucked.
Num 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 num.
Yeah. Yeah. Izzy, that one was for you.
Oh, I know her.
Oh, yeah. Izzy.
Yeah.
Izzy, you gotta come pick up that thing eventually.
What thing?
Yeah.
She left.
Yeah, the gift for one of her lab mates.
She left that?
Yeah.
How did you end up with Joe's glasses?
Yeah, Corey was bothering me all day. It was very annoying.
Oh, fuck you!
it probably was annoying.
Fuck you!
What happened was, I think, was that I gave Gianna one of my old Ray-Bans cases to use for her glasses. So I think so when we were packing up and getting ready to go, I think I accidentally put Joe's glasses and glasses case in one of our bags.
Thinking it was hers.
So you stole them.
Unintentionally, yeah.
Well, it was funny because we were tearing apart the car.
Yeah.
Looking for this after I texted Christian a million times that he wasn't looking hard enough. and it was pouring rain out. Uh-huh. We're getting wet. We're ripping apart my car. And Joe just goes, maybe, I don't know, maybe Andres took them. And as soon as he said that, I kid you not, as soon as he said those words, you texted me a picture saying, are these yours?
Yeah. So, what was it?
I texted Christian to keep looking because I still didn't believe him.
when was that? Was that Sunday?
Yeah. No, okay, Saturday night. Or Sunday. No, it was Sunday. It was Sunday.
I think it was Sunday. Because what happened was that Gianna and I weren't doing anything, so we met up for dinner. And I had some of her stuff, so I brought it back to her because we had left it in my car. And we're going through stuff just to give each other our respective belongings. And she hands me this Ray-Bans case, and I'm like, aren't those yours? And she's like, no, I brought mine home with me when you dropped me off. So I opened it up, and I'm like, oh, boy. So it's like, okay, well, obviously this belongs to somebody in our group. So I texted my sister first for whatever reason, and she said no. And then I texted you, and it's like, oh, mystery solved. Can't believe I did that.
Yeah, mystery solved indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Right. Post your resume. Get hired.
What's your next? No, do not. They do not sponsor us. What's your next question?
Before we get to that, indeed, we're open to talk.
That's true.
So this is question five.
Hey.
So this one's a sports question.
Okay, I got this.
Yeah. So the bagels, the moonwalkers, the suntans, and the alligators were contenders as names for which Florida sports team?
With the bagels?
The bagels.
Nice.
Yeah. Your options are the Miami Heat, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Miami Dolphins, or the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
All right. Corey?
I'll go with the Lightning, too.
You'll go with the Lightning?
Yeah. Well,
I hope you didn't base it off of me being fast to answer, because I don't know, it just seems like a hockey move.
I didn't. I was thinking hockey names are kind of ridiculous sometimes.
That's fair, but unfortunately, both of you are incorrect.
Oh.
Double milky, double wrongies.
Double wrongies.
It's the Miami Heat.
Really? The bagels?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I got this from a CBS Sports Instagram reel.
Selected first in the 2014 NBA draft is to the Miami Bagels.
Yeah,
took you a second there.
You know what? Fuck you.
He got there.
I wasn't saying it wasn't a good joke.
No, you know it's
yeah,
just...
but you deflated it with that comment.
Tell us about the bagels.
I feel attacked.
Well, you attacked me.
All right, so. Like I said, I got this from a CBS Sports Instagram reel. In 1986, the NBA announced that Miami would be the location for its next team. A contest was held for the team's new name. And all those aforementioned names that I had mentioned were legitimately submitted. Other names that were also submitted included the Black Mullets.
Oof.
The Mermen, the Machos, the Men of War, the Sunbathers, the Vice, the Buns, and the Barracudas.
Barracudas have been
Did you
cool.
say the Buns?
The Buns.
I like the Buns.
B-U-N-Z.
Oh, the Z, I take it back. That's cool.
Yeah.
Buns out, Suns out.
Yeah.
Buns out, Pucks out. Is that it?
That was it.
Some of these would have been a little bit more intriguing than the Heat, but... I will shut up after that because I know jack shit about basketball.
You know what's funny though? If the Heat wasn't their name and it was one of those, and you gave us that list with the Heat being an option, or in that list, we'd probably still go the Heat. What a dumb fucking name.
We would.
Yeah.
It's pretty on the nose. I mean, Miami Heat. Okay. Yeah.
That one requires a little bit of explanation. I know with this day and age, that could be an easy, like, 2-minute research thing, but I don't watch basketball, so it's like I kind of don't get the name.
Yeah.
It's because it's hot in Miami.
That, I guess, yeah, but still, it's like... But then again, that's all sport names. Like, what do the Jaguars have to do with Jacksonville?
There's Jaguars there.
My favorite sports name is Jersey Devils, without a doubt.
Want to go find the Jersey Devil?
Yes. Sure.
Let's go.
Say less. Let's do it. But before we do that, we should wrap up this episode.
With the Jersey Devil.
Yes. All right. Are we ready to announce the winner?
I'm ready. With the brand new Dumb Trivia scorebook.
Yeah. Yes. First episode using the new scorebook. And the winner of episode 29 of Dumb Trivia is... Christian. Five and a half points.
That half really
elevated you. And then in third place with a whopping 3 points is Corey.
Give that boy a round of applause. Yeah.
Yay. Yeah, and I came in second with 4.
Enough. Corey, you need to be more proud of yourself because you still got 3 questions right.
That's actually more than I thought I got right.
Well, it's a pleasant surprise.
It is. And I found them in Newfoundland. Well.
Hey, what are you going to do with all those new points you just found?
I don't know. Put them in a place.
You say you're going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disney World.
There we go.
Yay.
Well, you are.
I am going to Disney World. Am I?
February.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. Mickey, here I come. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, my God. 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 What? Did you see Disney tweeting out that, like, statement that said Minnie is absolutely dripping with excitement?
Oh, yes. No. No. Really?
Minnie, no.
Minnie, really? No. That's so good.
Who didn't run that by PR?
Everyone's like, Minnie, no. Mickey's like, Minnie, yes. Or however Mickey sounds. Yes. I don't know.
Seriously?
Do you need to do a Mickey impression?
Mickey's going, hop, boy.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
I'm ready to get my rocks off.
wait, real quick. Corey, say Minnie, yes in Mickey voice.
Oh, Minnie, yes.
Okay.
But, oh, man, that's...
Oh, Pluto, stop watching us, you creep.
Do Donald in the corner masturbating. I love it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If this doesn't get us a cease and desist from Disney, I think we failed. Should we just blatantly tag Disney in this episode?
We should.
Disney, come get your duck. He's masturbating in the corner.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
sue us for the for every penny that we're worth, which is like what, $200?
Yeah. Well, boys, with that great imagery, I think we're going to end episode 29.
Yeah, the penultimate episode of season 2.
Yeah,
is that the word?
I think so.
I don't know. All right. Well.
Well, I didn't earn my degree in English, so.
Hey, let us know
potentially
by messaging us on any of our social media platforms or emailing us dumbtrivia@gmail.com.
We love you.
Want to support the show? Donate to us at Ko-fi. That's ko-fi.com/dumbtrivia.
Send you a button.
Donate more than $3, we'll send you a button.
That's right. I have them right here on my desk.
All right. And, did you ever send that to Colleen?
Sure didn't.
Oh boy. Maybe we'll send it to her with that bottle of Old Bay vodka.
Yeah, that's her wedding gift.
Oh, that's nice.
All righty. Well,
yep.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, yep. Talk to everyone next week.
All right.
Yep. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
All right.
Three more words. Bye. Say them and I'm yours.
Here we go.
Nope, that's not it.
Take me now.
Twist, nope, not it twist, either. Twist your thumb.
Oh, that's a good one.
Closer. Closer. Closer, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Reverse hand grip.
That's more intriguing, but still not what I'm looking for.
Roll the good times.
Slut.
Both of you are so close.
Donald Duck leave.
Roll the outro.
It's Dumb Trivia, where the questions are dumb and the hosts are dumber. It's Dumb Trivia. You'll probably learn a lot of things you didn't want to discover. You don't win anything, but that's all right. You can look down on your buddies with your bragging rights. Hang with Corey, Andres, and Christian, too. They're best friends, now they're friends with you. Knowing nothing is the only criteria. Come on, it's Dumb Trivia.